The final point I'll make is when you give hormonal therapy to a man in a rising PSA setting, how long? Forever? Intermittent? Short course? This is completely unanswered. But I will tell you that there is one study now from the Portuguese that was presented at the AUA this year of intermittent versus continuous for men with rising PSA or node positive or metastatic disease. It was only 800 men, but there was no difference seen in terms of overall survival, at least at that point, for intermittent versus continuous. Now, I will tell you, with 800 patients, it's not likely large enough to rule out a small benefit to continuous, because these studies have to be powered to be equivalent studies, which means they need, you know, thousands of men. The SWOG study has such a study with thousands of men, not ready yet to report. But that's the first study, a small one, of intermittent versus continuous, which is suggesting equality, but equality in that study is probably limited to about a 5 to 7% difference. So I don't think we're ready to say it's truly equivalent yet. But it is a big issue, because lifelong hormonal therapy in the rising PSA setting is not without consequence.